And welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have Sherry Wilt with us today. And Sherry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, I know you're busy. Been doing a lot of things here, but we've got still much more business to take care of moving forward.
Got some things happening at the chamber still. Not everything is shut down, so we have been proceeding with our business after hours. It's a little bit smaller crowd than normal, but it's been a great crowd. And tomorrow actually is our October after hours, and it is going to be hosted by the Washington County Republican Party at their headquarters there in what's known as the Old Oakley Building, or the building corner of Frank Phillips and Cherokee.
Gotcha.
So that's tomorrow. It starts at 4, goes till about 5:30 or so. It's come and go. If you show up at 4:30, you're not late. It's just a very informal event designed to for businesses and business folks to get to know each other, network, make contacts. I know 2 months ago at one of the after hours, contact was made between two people, and this person was kind of looking for a job, thinking about maybe moving, and another person needed a job. He fit the criteria perfect, and they made connection there, and it was a win-win for both of them. So that's the kind of thing that's supposed to happen at business after hours. Not that everybody's going to find a new job at after hours, but, you know, those connections.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. So, like I said, that is tomorrow. Starts at 4 and goes till around 5:30, and it will be at the Washington County Republican headquarters. So we appreciate them hosting us this month, and perfect timing for them. So
wow. Well, we've had a busy summer after having a relatively, might I say, calm spring, of course, with COVID. But everybody seems to be getting back into the swing of things. Schools are open. They're in person. Business apparently is picking up. I took a look at the unemployment rates, and Oklahoma is smoking. We're doing much better than a lot of our counterparts.
And our sales tax was actually... Now, August had taken a small dip, but overall, year-to-date, we are up, which is shocking, considering, you know, March and April, everything was just totally shut. May kind of trickled in. So that is very, very exciting, I mean, for our community. Now, sometimes I feel like I'm so glad I live where I live. We're not shut down. It's different. And for that, I am so grateful. And our businesses, I would think, would be so grateful that our mentality is just a little bit different, that we understand the importance of businesses being able to do business, be open, and serve folks. And, you know, it's great to see that our people are shopping local. We get a lot of out-of-town folks, too, which, of course, we love. And we'll be doing a huge push like we always do, but probably even a little bit more so this year, just because it's so important. Started to say we're going to do a big push for shop local this year. We always do it during the holiday season, just because that's typically, you know, your fourth quarter makes or breaks so many people, and that's usually when people are really, really, really shopping. But shop local is so important. And the fear is that so many people now have, you know, they've just been sitting home, they've done everything online, they're scared to get out, so they're not ordering, they're not getting out, and they're just ordering everything online. And, you know, we need them to get out and support our local businesses when they can, and if they can. I do realize there are some people that, you know, aren't comfortable getting out for various reasons, and a lot of them are valid. So, but a lot of people can get out and just, you know, shop local, support our businesses. Because it's our businesses who support our community. They provide our jobs. They, you know, when your little league baseball team or when the high school, whatever needs, you know, the little league teams, everything, all the nonprofits in town, where do they go when they want donations, when they want support? They go hit our local businesses. They're not going to Amazon. Amazon's not helping them.
No.
Amazon, you know, the money that we pay out of town for our products and services, that helps that community. You know, how much tax money has helped Tulsa, but our tax money needs... You know, we need to keep it here if we can, because our taxes that we pay support so many of our city services, and people sometimes just don't realize that. But it does. It supports. Oklahoma is the only state in the nation who supports city services the way we do. And it's important that we remember, you know, our police, our fire, you know, parks and rec, just maintenance. If you don't like, because you see, you know, a right-of-way is not mowed, well, that's a city crew. And it takes money to pay a city crew. And so, I mean, it's all sorts of things. So anyhow, huge on shop local. Didn't mean to get off on that, but yes, business is going well. So,
well, you know, we actually have a few more new businesses that have recently opened up locally too, and that helps. And you would say, wow, in a pandemic.
I know. What a time to open.
That Kmart building, you can't even call it that anymore because it's filling up with new tenants and what have you. We also have other people who have decided to step off the curb, so to speak, and walk right into private enterprise instead of taking a job. They're providing jobs.
Yep, they're providing them, so... It's good.
That truly is. Now, on the calendar, of course, we talked about what's coming up tomorrow, but we've got the holiday season coming up as well. And I get excited about, Christmas in the Ville because it is so fun. I come from the Great Lakes region, and it's nice to see Christmas celebrated kind of Christmassy, but not freezing your tuchus off.
Yeah.
And ice skating.
A little bit more mild weather.
And ice skating without you yourself, being at freezing temperatures. It's really kind of neat. Plus, all of the other things like the crawl and everything else that happens.
Yep. We are, people have been very excited. I've had, every time I go somewhere, it seems like people ask, are you guys doing Christmas? It's like, everybody's canceling everything, and we have decided we are going to move forward with Christmas in the Ville. We have our sponsors, our supporters. I mean, we could always use a few more, but and people are excited. It's an open air event. It's optional. It's I feel like it'll be time. People are so ready to be able to celebrate and do something, and the response we've gotten has been wonderful. So. We are moving forward with it. It will actually, opening night will be December 4th, Friday night, December 4th, and we're going to do what we did last year. We're kind of trying to expand on that. It was so magical downtown last year on the 4th. We closed the street from Frank Phillips to Johnstone there on 2nd, just in front of the train depot, in front of the chamber building, and that's where the giant tree is, and this year it's going to be even taller. I think it's going to be 22 or 23 feet tall this year.
Wow.
So the tree has grown over the summer, and... And of course, the park will be lit. We've just confirmed with the company, and so we'll have our big lighting ceremony at 6. We'll have food trucks down there at 5:30. We have obviously Santa and Mrs. Claus. We have the little tot train like we did last year. The kids could actually ride the little train. We have the downtown merchant crawl like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. We have what else? There's several things we're still trying to confirm. The Disney princess characters. Oh, the carriage rides. We'll have the five-seat Siri, but we'll also have the princess carriage that night like we did last year. Mm-hmm. Face painting, lawn games, just a lot of fun activities. A photo booth this year down there. A lot of photo op, besides just that, but a lot of photo opportunities. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a really fun night. And, of course, the ice rink will open, just as soon as all the lights come on at 6 o'clock. So there'll be lots of things happening that night. And then after that, we will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next 3 weekends. And then once school's out on the 21st, we will be open every day from 1 to 9 p.m. through January the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And we'll be closed Christmas Day, but we are open New Year's Day, and we're open New Year's Eve 1 to 5 and Christmas Eve 1 to 5. Other than that, we're open 1 to 9 every day. And it is so much fun to do this event. I mean, it's a ton of work, but it is just so much fun. It's just magical. And the volunteers, people that come out and help, people that come out to skate. I mean, it's just really, really a lot of fun. So we've got lots of fun things planned, a couple new additions this year that you'll see. The giant ornament will be back. People love that. We had a ton of pictures taken in that ornament. It's like 12 foot tall. It's just it's beautiful. Tri-County Tech built that for us 2 years ago. And that's real popular. So there's just a lot of things happening, and we're in the throes of really trying to get that totally planned and nailed down and moving forward. So,
well, great, great, great.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness sakes. All that hard work paying off.
It does.
Now, we've had the return of the forums, so to speak. We had Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips here recently. Those went pretty well, considering that they were Zoomies, as we call them.
They were virtual.
Yeah.
they went well, and, I totally understand having to be virtual with those. We don't have any planned. We're kind of waiting to see how things shake out. It'll probably be hot and heavy in the spring, I'm hoping, with our remaining rest of the series. There's several people we're talking to and just trying to get dates nailed down and that kind of thing, but I don't have an exact what our spring lineup is yet. A lot of times, especially if it's a politician, somebody in government, they don't give you a whole lot of notice
No, they don't.
No. So, you know, you're lucky if you get a 3 weeks heads up. So, which is fine. I understand. I mean, especially some of them that are covering the entire state. I mean, it's, you know, we're just grateful that they do come. So, anyhow, we're working on that. Our Women in Business series kicked off last month, and we had great attendance there. At our events, just in case people are wondering, we do give people an option to sit four to a table instead of eight. So if you feel like you need to social distance a little more, you can just have four at the table instead of eight. Obviously, we have the hand sanitizer and that kind of thing. Masks are always welcome. But we kicked that off last month. And then this month, it's October the 14th. And the topic is on how to use your failures to make a better woman. And she is actually the Oklahoma Neurofeedback Specialist founder. So this should be very, very interesting with her background and what all she's done. I think that'll be a really, really good one. So our sponsor this month is Truity Credit Union, which we always appreciate. Mm-hmm. So come out for that. That will be, like I said, Wednesday, October 14th. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, the calendar is full. The dance card's full. We got Christmas on the way. Yeah. And everything is just hopping and popping here in Bartlesville. That's got to make for a happy crew down at
it is. I'm telling you, if I could just brag for 1 minute, I have the best staff. We have so much fun. Mm-hmm. There are five of us, and just we work so well together. I mean, there is just so much trust, and I don't know. I love my staff. We do a great job. work well together. There is never conflict. And just they're the best. So yeah, we do have fun doing Christmas in the Ville. Like I said, it's a lot of work. It gets stressful sometimes, but it's a lot of fun planning it and doing it. So like a bunch of Christmas elves down there. So
now people are curious about the chamber. Maybe someone is thinking about getting into business, or just has and just really hasn't gone around to checking out the resources that the chamber has available. How do they go about getting to know you, as they say?
I always encourage people either to call, ask for Judy. She'd love to sit down with you and just kind of talk through it, answer your questions, kind of tell you benefits, what we're about, both tangible, intangible things. Or if you don't want to sit down because I always feel like once I talk to somebody, I feel obligated. You feel pressured. And we don't want anybody to ever feel pressured, ever feel obligated. But you can always go to our website, too. And I encourage you to do that. It's Bartlesville.com, and that's where these events and information are also. But it goes through different, you know, what our mission statement is, what our events are, what we do. And there's a lot more to the chamber than just events. It seems like that's what we end up talking about on the show. But we're here to help better the community, to be the catalyst for positive change, to make connections with different organizations when we can, just, you know, to tackle issues as we see them come up. And that's a big part of what we do. But those are the things people don't necessarily see because you can't touch it. You can't, you know, it's an ongoing a lot of times thing. So a lot of what the chamber does is intangible, but it talks about that as well on the website. So once again, it's Bartlesville.com. And we would love to have, in fact, we've had great last 3 months have been really good. You would think in a pandemic, you know, businesses are, you keep hearing, are they hurting? And I know some are still struggling. But we've had businesses join. We've had new businesses join. We've had businesses that have been here for quite a while that are just now joining. So we've got a very diverse membership. You could be a one-man show. You know, obviously we have corporate people, you know, giant companies. But we also have just small, in fact, that's probably, oh gosh, this is about a year ago I looked at that. It's like 82% of our membership has 20 or less employees. So, I mean, it's basically mostly small businesses. So,
and very reflective of our town.
It is very reflective because, yeah, we're blessed with some major employers, and that's why we bring in the speakers that we do for those two forums, because what happens there does trickle down.
Oh, it does. You know, when people buy
here. If they're doing good and things are, you know, it trickles down to the rest of the community, to the rest of the business community, just to people personally. And so those two CEOs of Phillips, obviously who we're talking about, Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips, are always so gracious to come and really give an update what's happening. And they talk local what's happening. So we really appreciate that. But you're right, most of our community is small business. And that's the backbone of a community is small business. But that's also, when it's particularly on retail and restaurant, that type of thing, that's who we need to be supporting. Locally with our dollars. So,
and boy, our restaurants took a hit this spring.
Oh, let's, my God, I can't.
Belly on up, folks. Come on, slap
imagine.
On the bib.
You know, one of my favorite restaurants had just opened and all that happened. I cannot imagine. You know, you've put all this capital into renovating and equipment and then bam, that hits. And what do you do? I was a small business owner at one time. I had a children's clothing retail store, and it was in Eastland Shopping Center. And it's not easy. And I can't imagine doing that with COVID. You'd be shut down. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 months, you'd have no income, but you got inventory there that you have to pay for. And I mean, it's just, people don't realize how difficult it is to be a small business owner. You know, it sounds fun, and yeah, it's fun, but it's a lot of work, and it's nerve-wracking, and it's hard, especially when you're reliant on the public, mm-hmm. you know, so.
It's not for the timid.
It's not for the timid, I will tell you that. I loved it, but, and my business was before people were really shopping online, uh-huh. and that would be a huge challenge today, mm-hmm. you know, so.
All right, Sherry, I want to thank you very much for dropping by, and I hope to see you here real soon. We'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Yes, after hours.
All right.
All right, thank you.